후행을 해야 돼.
Fly over these areas that are burned to the ground. You'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it.
Yes, and by the way, if you notice you fly over in the helicopter, those places with roofs, they didn't burn.
With the right materials.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's recent comments are alarming. The average person isn't supposed to know that the U.S. and Chinese military have been testing field-ready ground and space-based DUs, or directed energy weapons, for at least a decade. Instead, we are supposed to sit down and shut up and believe it is a Jewish space laser conspiracy theory.
Can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? About Jewish space lasers. Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you f*** off? How about that?
According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, directed energy weapons can produce force that ranges from deterrent to damaging to destructive. Many countries, including the U.S., are researching their use. Different types of electromagnetic energy have different properties. High-energy lasers produce a very narrow beam of light, usually in the infrared to visible region, and are typically used on one target at a time. The beam can be pulsed or continuous, generating a power output of at least 1 kilowatt. This output is 200,000 times greater than a typical laser pointer and is capable of melting steel.
These things pulse at different frequencies to optimize the damage.
Evidence of a CCP satellite over Maui is known.
There's three fires on the Maui island. The first one that happened was on August 7, on the Olinda fire. That was a big one. And then what happened after that was the Lahaina fire. That was the nasty one that killed all those people. And the third one was the Kula fire, which happened after the Lahaina fire. So there's three blasts and two satellites, basically. Three shots and three or two satellites is just too much of a coincidence for it not to be a do, basically.
As is the phenomenon of the lasers being unable to ignite the color blue.
And also the blue factor, too. I calculate this as a near-infrared or near-spectrum, and that's why it's not damaging blue colors.
That is overwhelming evidence that should be admissible in a court of law.
In China, the CCP now is just releasing data on their petawatt lasers. They're doing petawatt laser bursts on a laser that fits on a lab table. It's not a very big laser, basically. But when you have lasers of this energy, it's just instant damage. Very, very powerful lasers.
Some extraordinary damage in our state. Could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes. And frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone.
And as we realize that the government is, at the very least, complicit in the COVID vaccine genocide, what makes you think that they wouldn't use dues supported by lawfare to drive people off their land to cordon the population into smart cities in order to quicken United Nations Agenda 2030?
It's not something you see every day.
Oh, geez, it was soft. I mean, it went back and forth. At least, I would say 40 minutes to an hour.
But for people living in Cape Coral, they've been seeing it a lot this week.
It was really late at night. It was kind of around midnight. It was around midnight. I was actually in my car. I was just getting home, and I saw it going back and forth with a laser beam. It scanned over me multiple times, and it was just moving. It was scanning the whole area, every square footage, basically.
When it came by, you could see the green laser light, like, spread out. Like, it was mapping. We were told it was mapping the area, is what we were told.
When you put the information Casey provided into the FAA website, it comes back with this information saying it's registered to Randigo LLC. But it's unclear who or what they're doing.
We just want to know what's going on. Why are we being scanned?
Furthermore, wouldn't a covert satellite-based laser weapon in concert with known weather modification technology capable of waging mass murder, land theft, and agricultural devastation benefit the Great Reset greatly by merely hiding behind the climate change narrative? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Hello, Americans. I want to share with you a story. A story about inflammation, the silent menace that lurks within our bodies, affecting our health and well-being. Inflammation, the root cause of countless ailments, quietly wreaking havoc over time. Long-term exposure to inflammation has been linked to a myriad of health issues, from heart disease to arthritis, even cognitive decline. But fear not, for there's a beacon of hope found in the wisdom of nature, a remedy that has stood the test of time, turmeric. And now I present to you Baudis from InfoWarsStore.com, a powerful blend crafted with precision, boasting 95% curcuminoids extracted from turmeric.
It's good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is 40% off, back in stock, Baudis Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com.